Would we like to start the meeting?
Can't find it in there.
Other than under committees, so. So if we don't have a quorum, do we even do the meeting?
I would do it, and then just maybe my guidance would be to ask Jay to just do a vote via email for the action items you guys may move on for the April meeting. But have the discussion on these to see if there's anything to revise it or for the groups that's here and still go through the, still good updates for everybody.
Perfect.
Good.
You gonna call the meeting to order?
Yes, guess I will do that.
Somebody better.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call, let's stand and pledge allegiance. Okay, pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That box, I can grab my pen. Guess we'll do a roll call, just because we do have Commissioner Payne here, and she's at her first meeting, and we have a guest today, so we'll go ahead and do that. I'm Dave Birch, I'm Chair, I represent the West Valley.
I'm Christian Leonard, I'm the Lewis and Clark County Noxious Weed Division Coordinator.
And I'm Jade Wells, I am the admin for Weed District and Rural Improvement District.
I'm Candace Payne, County Commissioner, ex officio member of this very important board.
Robin Denno, Board Member, Wolf Creek, Dearborn area.
Jenny Chambers, County Public Works.
Pete Christensen, Board Member at Large.
And I'm Jasmine Chafee, I'm the State Noxious Weed Coordinator, I work at Department of Agriculture.
I asked Jasmine to come today to give us a update of Department of Ag stuff, what's going on with grants and everything that has to deal with legislative issues. So we'll go ahead and get that done first.
Sure. Well, our, so the Department of Ag has four main programs. We have our early detection rapid response programs. We have a task force leader for that. We also have a leaf-free materials program, so we certify straw, hay, gravel, mulch, things like that. We also have a noxious weed and trust fund program, which is a grant program for landowners. And next week is our grant hearings, so we have 55 applications in for grants. We have about 1.8 million to award and over 2 million in requests, which is pretty typical. That's actually really low. A couple years ago, we had over $1 million more in requests than we had available. So not as stressful this year of grants to cut, but we do have a council that oversees those grant reviews, and then they provide funding recommendations to our director. So that's next week. We also have the department has three main bills in the legislature right now. They've all gone through, they're on their way to the governor, should be signed this week or next week.
Could you describe those bills?
Yep. One is the Hucksters Act. So that's for like selling door to door. Never ever been used at the department. And all three of these bills are through the governor's red tape initiative. So it's just kind of cleaning up the stuff that doesn't get used. So the Hucksters, there's also a Huckleberry one in there where it requires people to register their locations of huckleberry plants. No one has ever done that, ever. No one ever will, I'm sure. So that one's going away. And then the third one is to dissolve our noxious weed-free, seed-free advisory board. It just doesn't get used. They only met once a year. For the last 2 years, we haven't had anybody that's wanted to serve on that board. So we're just taking that board away and moving those responsibilities to our advisory board, which meets 3 times a year. We're also adding a weed free materials person to that advisory board. So we'll have somebody representing the producer, farmer, rancher on that board. So those are the three that have gone through. The only other big thing that's happening kind of with Department of Ag and through Noxious Weeds is we are going through our business plan right now and trying to have a standing AmeriCorps program within the department. And so I'm hoping to have 4 AmeriCorps members next year helping out in Noxious Weeds. One will be doing monitoring and mapping with counties and helping landowners get that done. The other 2 will be doing education. So going out to a lot of the schools and things that, you know, my staff, we just can't do.
This is a statewide program?
Yeah.
Not just countywide?
Right. Well, it'll be through the Department of Ag, but we'll be, yeah, helping counties and extension agents. And then the 4th one, we'll be running our Adopt a Trailhead program, which groups can adopt trails across the state, federal, state, city trails. We put up a kiosk that has a boot brush. It has noxious weeds on it that they can learn about, and then there's an adoptee sign, and that group comes once a year to clean up the trailhead, pull noxious weeds, clean up trash, things like that. So, is there anything else?
We have one up Grizzly Gulch, correct? Where we go up
Davis Gulch.
Excuse me.
Range.
Yep, the old shooting range.
There's also one at Spring Meadow.
Okay.
Yep, but we have 74 across the state right now.
So your trust grant program, the one that's $1.8 million to give out, is that does it have to be private entities that apply for that grant, or is it government? Do some counties apply for?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
It has to go through like a standing organization, so either a county,
conservation district,
nonprofit. But yeah, landowners, there's different types of grants that they can apply for.
Okay.
One is for actually doing work on the ground, and that's where a lot of our landowners apply for. But we have education grants, we have development grants for like mapping or planning, and then research.
What house bill's that in for this session? Do you know? It's usually in the long range, like.
For to change the council?
To allocate the trust funding for that long range. You said you have 55 grant hearings, or you have hearings next week. It's got to be in the budget subcommittee of some kind, so.
It's not. That's just what we, so the trust is actually in the Constitution.
Okay.
And so we get interest off that trust, and then we have several other.
So it's just an internal
funding.
Agency process through your budget. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then those hearings make a determination on your fund line and determine which ones your project you're going to fund. Okay.
Yeah.
The city has applied before.
City of Helena has.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
The actual trust is $10 million trust. It's been capped at $10 million, so that's what they get the interest off of.
Okay.
And the other money comes from license fee on your vehicles for 2-ton and under, so that generates what, 1.5, 1.7?
Ish, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a member of our local Kiwanis Club, mm-hmm. and yesterday the Key Clubs, which is the high school level, and these are volunteers, and they're trying to earn money so they can go back to other conventions and things. Is this something, because I was thinking, you know, that would keep a bunch of teenagers busy.
Absolutely.
Give them, and if there's an incentive that involves money, then they could adopt a trailhead. Apply, is this an appropriate thing for something like the...
There's no money involved.
Okay, the grant goes for what? I mean,
that's not a grant. That's just a standing program that we have across the state.
Okay. They're not going to want to do it if there's no money.
Volunteer program. We do have a full year share program that goes in the schools too, which is pretty similar.
Okay.
But that's not monetary either.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's similar to adopt the highway deal.
Exactly. Yep.
So where's the trust fund hearings?
They're here at the Delta Hotel next week, Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Is that the Colonial?
Yeah.
She keeps changing names.
I know.
I'm old. I've been Delta for a few years, though.
Yeah, you've been here a while.
Yeah.
You know that.
Okay. Any other questions or comments for Jasmine? So the trust fund council, how many are you going to have vacancies?
We, every year, we have five terms that up. There's no limit on terms, but every 2 years, our members have to renew their term. So we'll have five open, right? We're just waiting for that bill to go through because a couple of those will change. So that's why we haven't opened it up yet.
But of the forage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming in and talking. You're more than welcome to stay and see what else goes on today. I need to go back to the January 11th meeting, but there's really no action to take on that. If you want to look at the minutes, they're recorded minutes, and those are the actual minutes. There is an outline in your packet, but the minutes are online, and you can review them at any time. So in case you have, if there's an issue that you might have with that. Okay. We'll move into action items. Number one, notice of intent for updating the Lewis and Clark noxious weed listing process. I'll let Christian take that over.
Yeah, we won't be able to vote on this today, but this notice of intent is for us to clean up our county weed list that we have within the county. We have a lot of them that have currently been adopted as state weeds. We even have one on there that is a native plant that we can't have on there. So this is just really just a cleanup. We're not really adding or taking anything away. We're just going to create a noxious weed district resolution to clean that up. It's essentially going to say, and I'll work with Nico Hash, our county attorney, to come up with a resolution for you guys to adopt at the next meeting. Basically stating we accept the state listed noxious weeds as well as the five current that we've operated currently for a while now. And I believe those five are black henbane, garlic mustard, common mullein, common burdock, and musk thistle. So those are the five county listed noxious weeds that we have. So it'll be the state listed weeds in that, and I'll work with legal to have a proper weed resolution written up for you guys to adopt at the next meeting.
Okay.
Well, via that, if we get enough votes off of email on this. So I understood that this meeting was a talk about the intent of changing, and so that gives us our 30 days of anybody to make any comments or concerns regarding that action.
So that's the process that we have to go through, is just like any other resolution that the county does, is do the 30 days. Thing about it now is that the commissioners will get a copy, but they don't have to do the resolution.
No. Nope. Yep. Okay. This is actually weed board resolution that's specific to you guys.
And I think just for process, you might have to take that as an action out of the next meeting. That's noticed with the actual draft of the resolution, so that you open up the ability for that 30-day public comment period.
Oh, okay.
At the next meeting, and then so you might be in May or whatever, but which is still moving it forward from the discussion on the bylaws and the update of the weed management plan. It's still a pretty fast turnaround from the time we identified that is a potential topic to get addressed. So.
Yep. Okay. Well, we'll continue to proceed forward with that.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Once we have the paper in front of us, the intent of it, so we can look at it, and then we'll go from there and see how everything goes. Okay. Any questions on that? I guess I don't know. T- Do we have to advertise, or should we be advertising if people have concerns on a weed that they could bring it forward to the board to be added to the list?
If you wanted to open up a formal public comment period, you could potentially. And that resolution to adopt it, and you could do a legal ad in the paper, post it on the website.
I know that's what we used to do with the state.
It'd be interesting to see if you actually even received any comments, right. You know, but it doesn't hurt to give that a shot to see if it does. Mm-hmm. And
are you talking additional county weeds?
Yeah.
More than just, okay.
A problem with,
yeah, got a problem with the mm-hmm. plant.
Like these are ours if you don't have any comments or.
Chair, if we can put that on the website too as a.
I just think that we should probably do that once a year just to be.
Yeah. Just, you know, so we can hear concerns from citizens.
Not that we're dictating what people do, but these are actually people that want it.
And put the definition of a noxious weed so we're not just getting.
Right.
Dandelions or something.
Yeah. Goldenrod or.
Because we will.
Dandelion form.
I was just going to say, maybe get that.
Different between obnoxious and obnoxious.
No annuals, no natives.
Yeah.
But that might be a good idea, just to open it up and let people.
I could see yellow ball mustard being right on the top of that list.
So. Clover. Move on to authorization of Fund 297. And number A is a microscope for the noxious weed planter.
Yes, we get a lot of individuals and constituents that come into my office or our office down there that are trying to ID plants. We've been getting a lot of grasses lately, and if anybody's done keying of grasses, it can be very difficult, and sometimes that requires the ability to see certain parts of grass. So I asked my weed planner on things that would help him be able to identify that, because we're sort of lucky. Our weed planner that we hire as like 7 or 8 month seasonal, he is actually a botanist, and that's one of his favorite things to do in the job, is actually key out plants. So I'm pretty good at figuring out forbs. I am not so much on grass, so it definitely helps to have somebody in the office that knows what they're doing, but that something like this would help. They're $200 to $300. I was just curious if, you know, just asking if you guys would be interested in helping us out with plant ID moving forward, so we can help do that versus sending everything off to the shutter lab, which is nice and things of that nature. But I would like to be able to do some IDing in-house, and then if we have like herbicide damage or things of that, to send that to the shutter lab to be diagnosed on those kinds of things. So
I guess, why don't you come back to the next meeting with some prices?
Yep.
And we can vote on that as a board.
Certainly. So we'll table that till.
Okay. Is that okay, or would you like me to send that out in email?
No, we'll table it until next with price.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go talk to Senator Tester's office. Is county progress going?
The other two items, so you might need to just have via email, though, just so Jake can get.
And maybe this won't take very long or something, so we can come back.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Letting me.
Okay. Thanks.
I'll try to be more. You know, I really do care about this stuff.
Well, you got the scarf.
I do. And I own property, and we've got. But they tell me cheap grass is not noxious. Ha!
Regulated.
And gum up your mowing machine.
There you go.
Thank you all.
Have a good afternoon. Thank you, Commissioner Payne.
And if there is any, pushback on buying a microscope, we have a botany lab in my office, so we have.
Oh, okay.
Three or four dissecting scopes that aren't being used. I'm sure West Tech would be happy to donate one. If, you know, I can't imagine anyone would have a problem with it, but if there is any sort of need for a donated scope, or maybe you need a second one or something, we have three or four that are just collecting dust right now.
Oh, okay.
In my office, but the rest are just kind of sitting there.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So these next two, I will go ahead and talk about and send out an email, and then hopefully we can get a quorum vote. The reason I want to do that before the next meeting is this is items related to the home show. So I know that technically last meeting the board had given authorization for any extra home show items. However, these were just items that I felt like I wanted to bring before you guys before I did them. The first was as a promo item to do like weed pulling gloves. And then we can get a stamp from Helena Stamp Works with like clothing ink, and it can say Lewis and Clark County Weed District with our phone number. Thought we could put those on the top of the gloves. The gloves come out to about $1.25 a piece. I had talked to Dan with Pull Your Share. He had gotten them a couple years ago for 65 cents a piece. However, inflation has happened. So I did think that I'd probably go to Home Depot and say, I buy, you know, 400 pairs of these, can you give me some sort of discount? So I will outline all that in the email, but just to give you guys a heads up kind of what my idea was behind that, I thought it'd be a useful promo item.
Absolutely.
To hand out. And next was going to be name tags. I had sent an email out, I think the only person that responded was Dave Birch. And so for that, I guess I just want to see who wants name tags. They're approximately $12 a piece, 24-hour turnaround time, so I can get those made. But I want to see who wants one, and then also make sure the board is authorizing the cost of those. So
I would like one.
Sounds good.
I just think we just make one for all.
Just make one for everyone. Just, okay.
That's, I guess, yeah. My suggestion is just make one for all the board
Perfect.
Members.
Well, I'll do that, and then I'll send it out in the email. Make sure we get a quorum vote
and then
so fine. We'll need five votes back, and as soon as we do on those two items, do or don't on those two items, I'll proceed or not proceed depending on how things go. So that would be the conclusion of authorization of fund 297. Oh, I'm sorry.
How about the size of the gloves? Is there
so
small, medium, large? I mean, because everybody's hands.
They're going to probably be sort of like a one size fits
yes,
fits
so,
all kind of thing.
So I talked to Dan, who does the Pull Your Share campaign. What he did is he got a large size in all of these gloves, and he said that they fit everyone who has done these campaigns. They did, though. I figured initially we'd start with maybe like 400 gloves, but I can buy maybe like 50 extra large and then do large for 350. So for the most part, hand out larges, and then if there is anyone that for sure knows that their hands are larger and needs an extra large size glove, we would have some of those on hand. But for the most part, it'd be size large, which sounds like it is very universal. These gloves stretch, and so size large seems to work well for most people.
So are they just the like knit gloves with the vinyl dip?
It has the poly something dip on the front of them. Yeah.
Those are pretty stretchy.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah, so Dan had said that size large would work for everyone, or has worked for everyone in the past since he's used them. I did think, though, just to accommodate, especially if any board members wanted to hand some out, we could do.
Yeah. Just to piggyback off of that, he does go out with high schoolers and does this with high schoolers. So they're not elementary kids that are wearing these gloves. They're,
sure.
You know, young adults. So juniors and seniors for
yes.
the most part when it comes to taking them all the way from Great Falls all the way out to the Sun River area. You know, they're out there all day. You know, it's a hour and a half bus ride out there at least to where they're going. So, they're young adults out there wearing the larges. He seems to have a pretty good luck with them. I've used them. They, you know, the larges are tight, but they do work and for the amount of time that you're using them. So they're not last forever gloves. They're
reusable.
Help.
Yeah.
Another thing is too, you know, with all the promo stuff that we've been doing and looking at and between here and the board and then the Southwest area of the MWCA, I mean, one of the promo items that was showed to us at the conference at their Southwest area, they're paying almost $1.50 for a pen. So I think $1.25 for a glove isn't, granted, we'd be nice if we could get them cheaper, as is with everything, but at least these come in handy for them to use, whether you're out fencing or picking weeds or whatever.
Handy.
They come in handy. Like that pun, huh?
I'm sure that the quantity will dictate the price.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
We also have, Jenny also made a comment the other day about broom and brush to check out.
They're a lot more expensive.
A lot more. I was expecting that.
They are, the ones they carry are about $10 a pair, so that is not happening.
Those are more,
yes.
Sure.
Not just work, use them until they fall apart, throw them away kind. So we'll be looking at Home Depot or Lowe's, for those.
So what my initial thought is, and what I'll put in the email, my initial thought is to propose buying 400 pairs.
Okay.
Probably 350 size large, 50 size extra large, and then I'll give you guys an approximate cost at the $1.25 or, and then however much the extra large are. And, but that way, if the cost isn't right on, it's, you know, in the ballpark, but I thought 400 might be a good starting quantity, especially we have the home show, and then even if we don't give them all out at the home show, we have many other things coming up this summer, so.
Handouts for Judith Ann or for whoever's doing educational things. I can give them out on Egg Days if when I hear about on Egg Days, kids that win the seed spit competition, give them a pair of gloves, I don't know.
Okay. I would also put, if you're going to send this out to the board, I think, especially with the stamp.
Yes.
Is to make sure that, you know, that could be used for lots of other things, just
absolutely.
Not the gloves.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You know, so if we could get a good design on it that has the logo and
So the stamp does need to be pretty basic because I guess that clothing ink is kind of finicky. So it would literally probably just say Lewis and Clark County Noxious Weed District and our phone number. And it would be $30. I'd order it here from Helena Stamp Works, but he said that the clothing ink can be finicky, and so you don't want to do like logos or anything like that because it's not gonna press right, basically. Okay. So.
So then, would we stamp it or would?
Yeah,
we'd get the stamp and then we'd.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, we'd stamp the gloves.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And we don't have to do that. I thought it might just be nice, you know, like if someone slips on, Lewis and Clark County, you know, Noxious Weed. Exactly. You know, just a promo item, so, rather than just giving them a pair of gloves, so. But I will be sure to outline all that in the email.
Okay. Okay. We'll move on. Any other comments, questions? Okay. We'll move on to the staff reports, Christian.
Well, we've been busy with doing, you know, all the cleanup on a lot of all of our documents. Everything's good to go. Our weed management plan was submitted to Jasmine. All the other paperwork and been working to get the weed management plan book together. Lots of budgeting, you know, budgeting's been the big thing. Next month will be the presentation and April goes by fast, man. So next month is our annual budget presentation. So we've been working on doing all that. Another big thing that I've been working on is the procurement of our hydro seeder. And we didn't get any response on the limited solicitation I sent out to the three dealers, not a word. So through our procurement process, with failing at that, and because it's below the 80,000 threshold, we have to go through this process, but it's for direct negotiations since the limited solicitation failed, and I'm in the middle of direct negotiating, working with dealers to just see if we can work out to get one and when we can get one here. So I'm trying to get one as soon as I can for that. We have a lot of projects actually coming up this year that would be, that we sort of need them for. We got to do the landfill. They just built a new cell out there, so they made a literally a new mountain of dirt that we have to go out there and revegetate for them. We also, they're going to be working on Valley Drive. They're doing a big project out there. I'd like to get that seeded this fall as well after they're done, because they're widening the road and so they're, yeah. So they're going to be reworking the ditch. It'll be a whole thing right there going through the school area. They're making that bigger for us, so we'll be revegetating that. So we got some other small ones.
Is that one actually county or is that state funded?
What?
That road.
I'm not totally sure. Jenny is sort of here on that, but I know that we're the ones putting it together and doing it. I'm not totally sure where all the funding's coming from, because I know they're working sort of with the school district to help out with walking paths and things of that nature there. So I know a little bit about it, but I'm not sure where all the money's coming from. I don't know if it's a part of the ARPA grant or funds or other dollars. Yeah. So I know it's something that's been in the works for a while and that they're trying to really work on that. Working on putting an interlocal agreement written up and put together so we can try to work with the City of Helena a little bit more, as well as East Helena. And weed oriented, it's that time here moving forward. Between here and next meeting, we're going to be getting ready to put out and start getting ready to try to start already hiring seasonal employees. So I may have 2 to 3 coming back. So that's going to give me 6 to 5 people that we're going to have new hires. So if you know of anybody with kids graduating high school or college kids that are coming home, that
your requirements are 16 or 18.
That's a fickle question, but 18 usually just meets all the requirements and stuff like that. So to be able to operate, drive a vehicle at Lewis and Clark County. So, and then I also think you need to be 18 to be spraying restricted use herbicides if we're using those. So, high school graduate, I think, is the minimum. You need to at least have graduated high school. So I think you can still be 17.
Yeah.
And we'll work through that. So,
Alex, when he's coming on.
Yeah, Alex will be on the 3rd. So Alex will be on before our next meeting. So Alex Lopez, our weed planner. And so lots of gearing up to do this month, because April 3rd is sort of the beginning of it all, where we start doing compliance starts. Inspections will really, really, really start going as well. So we already got 3 management plans that have come through the office for this season. Couple of them are on open pit mines up on Sebin, and I'm trying to think of the other one. I can't remember. I just looked at it the other day. But and then so I think the other one was a subdivision review. So yeah.
Okay.
And then when Alex comes on, try to figure out what we're doing with that greenhouse. So we got that. We also got that coming up too. So the logistics on how we can set that up and roll with that. So that's about all I got.
Yeah. Good, thanks. Any questions, comments? Okay, well, if Jenny and Candace get back, we'll let them have their say. I guess going to board reports. As far as the Weed Control Association go, the meeting was really successful. I thought we had 240 people register, and we weren't sure we were going to get them all in to the dining room to eat dinner that night, but it happened. So that was good. From what I heard, people were thought that the agenda was really good. They had a lot of good comments about the agenda. So I think overall, I think it was a success. I wasn't able to sit on the last call that they had Monday, I guess it was. But Dad, you were there. Do you want us?
We just talked about where to go next, sort of how to balance having presenters where we can get credits plus presenters where people can get more than just noxious weeds education. Where there's almost too many members now.
Yeah.
There's only a couple places in Montana that we fit, hotels that we fit in, so. Billings are Great Falls, I think, is all there is.
Rob?
I had in the mail yesterday, I got a thing from the association that said some of the members didn't get voted for. Were,
right.
Well, I mean, if there's 240 people there, I mean, how's that
go out? It has to go out to all the members, just not the people at the meeting. So we had to, and the votes that came in, there was three or four of them that did not get enough votes because there was too many people on the ballot, that they didn't get enough votes for the minimum requirement to be voted in. So that's how we had to go out for a special vote. But yeah, so almost half the people that were members were at the meeting, and it would have been, it's in their bylaws that we can't do that, so that's how we had to go back out and go to a special vote.
I don't remember if there was some way you vote for them on there.
It's through the website. You got to go on to the MWCA website. I did it. It's pretty easy. You just got to put your name in, and then they check to make sure you're a paid, up-to-date member when they look through that. So it was pretty simple to do.
Which everybody is.
It was kind of disappointing. But, I mean, overall, and we've talked about that too, but overall, we had 99 people vote is all out of 500 and some members. So kind of was a little disappointing, but.
Yeah, and then the other problem why we ended up into this mess where we had to send it out back for a revote because nobody stepped up to be on the ballot, so it was sort of a write-in position, and that's where you ended up with like 10 people that were written in. You know, so, and that's what happened with the amount of votes that they got. You know, out of 20 votes, they might have got only 5 votes, which didn't meet the
requirement.
You know, you needed to get over 10 votes to be voted in. So, people were interested after it came out, and there was nobody in there, so everybody started writing in names.
Yeah.
I don't think we didn't have any Daffy Ducks or Donald Ducks, though. So,
and that's on the board. It just needs to be, they need to get the names recruit better.
Yeah, and I think, and part of that too was because we were switching between executive directors too, so that didn't help anything out at all, so. But yeah, other than that, it was pretty well attended and thought everything went well. Pete, anything?
No.
Okay. Rob?
Nothing really with weeds, just got lots of snow and tired of the sub-zero crap. I'm glad March is finally here.
Yeah, hopefully it comes in like a lamb and stays a lamb all the way out now. So.
Yeah, be nice to see some green again.
Yeah, it would be, for sure. Okay. So other discussions, board member guidebook, you've already distributed those. You're going to mail those to the other board members?
I am, yes.
Okay. I got to say, I really like it. I think it's, plus, to me, this will be a good history book because next year you'll do a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have this one as a history from now on.
Exactly.
And there is spots in here to for notes and stuff for the board meetings and
anything that you need. The last page has our tentative work plan in there that we voted on last meeting. And then the last, I think it's 10 pages, are just for your notes for the year. And then we'll do new ones next year as well. So this was the first year that we did these, so we'll make sure and expand upon them each year and get them fine-tuned. But I think they did turn out pretty well. So
yeah, it's our, you know, it's our living document that we have, and it's always good to, you know, as you're looking through it, if you guys notice anything, you guys can highlight, make mentions. And so at the, you know, December or November meeting, we can sort of consolidate those and have it put together for the January meeting so we can discuss them. And then and then hopefully, you know, by next March we can, or even February, have them ready for
I think
you guys next year
for February meeting, if we have a meeting in February. But any comments or questions on the guidebooks? I just like it much better than the three-ring binder thing. It was, that thing was pretty cumbersome, but.
Believe it or not, I came up with this idea.
Oh my God, crazy.
And Jade helped it come to fruition. So Jade put the thing together and it came together quite beautifully. But I thought a spiral bound thing would be much more manageable to have for everybody versus the 4-inch three-ring binder that everybody tried to pack around.
Yeah, agree. Okay. Move on to the budget request discussion. So next month is the budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, next month we'll be talking about, will be the presentation of the budget, sort of what Audra and I have worked and come up with, and sort of what we're going with that. Also talk about, you know, it's a good time for us to sit down and talk about 297 and things, where we're at, where we're sitting at, where we stand currently with cash on hand, and then where we'll end up be at when we get our other 7,500, and also that we also get that MDT money, which is roughly like 1,200.
Yeah, coming out in the next couple of months.
Yeah, so you guys have that kind of money. That's sort of your guys' money on where you're sort of navigating through that. And we sort of discuss how we try to do that. We try to pull from a little bit of each so that we're spending out of both, because we do keep the 7,500 specifically off on its own. And same with the MDT money. So, and then that's where Audra sort of shows you where you guys are going to be at, you know, where what we spent to this point, you know, and then your possible full-on budget for next year.
Do you have any projections as far as like rental equipment cost, you know, to upgrade, or are you looking at upgrading anything?
Most of the time I'm just maintenance. Just maintenance. Jade and I have thought about making some more slide-in units that are bigger, that are more like the bigger ones that we have. Nobody really utilizes the small ones. Everybody wants the 175-gallon slide-in. That just seems to be. Those are really popular. Judith Ann uses one for most of the season, which sort of leaves us with just one. So we're sort of looking at possibly
one or two more.
Yeah, one or two more. And it's, we don't get much use out of the other one, so it wouldn't take that much. It's mostly just to build the slide, and then I can take stuff off of the little one, like the pumps and the motors and trans like that. So pretty much a slide and a tank. And some plumbing, obviously, and boom. You know, a lot of people like those because they have the booms on the back, and they work really, really well for them, as well as a short handgun. So it's not like we don't have the equipment. I can repurpose some of it and build. I think building two more of those would be ideal. so that way we're continuing to provide that good service and the good rental. Those seem to go out a lot.
I'm a taxpayer. I can come in.
So, but anyways, yes, that's.
Is the hydro seeder on that budget deal?
The hydro seeders, we budget that through the general fund. So that's yeah.
And that was this current fiscal
year. Yeah, that's for this current fiscal year. Yeah.
Yes, and so that was already passed and approved.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and I'm very excited about that. I think that'll be a great tool for us. Not that we're looking for revenue either, but I don't think I'm going to rent that out. That you're gonna pay us to do that. So and try to help out. Like I said, the biggest part about that hydro seeder came down to the cost of what it was going to cost the landfill to hydro seed their mountain of dirt. Almost cost more than what it would cost for us to just purchase the equipment. Yeah. So,
and that takes two people anyway.
Yeah. So, and what better project to learn how to use it, you know, to go out there and sort of work together with them and learn how to use that before you really get it out going. And great sight to see how things come up in the future, or how things, yeah. So, and if it doesn't work, we failed too much cellulose on the ground or not enough cellulose or whatever, sort of work that through. So okay. I think that'll be a great, great mutual benefit for everybody. So.
Okay, cool. So we're just in the general discussion stuff. We just discussed the budget request discussion that we're going to be looking at that next month anyway.
Yep.
So we'll go ahead and go back to staff reports if you want, Jenny.
You know, I don't have a lot to add. I wasn't sure on Christian. Did you mention the draft interlocal we have with the city right now? Okay, mm-hmm. So that's my end on the noxious weed, is just to help work with the City of Helena department directors to get a meeting scheduled, just to let them know that we can push that interlocal if they have departments that they want to use to have the county spray, and then a cost reimbursement program back where we'll keep track of the time, and then we'll just bill the city for the county staff to support that. Ones I've talked to, transportation director, public works, and then the parks guy generally are supportive of that idea. I think they think that it would save them money in the long run. And then when they get citizen complaints or something like that within the city, it would have an avenue to get those addressed right away versus trying to get a contractor on board. So we'll see how that shakes out, but that's, we gotta talk with them first, and then I'll get run up the chain and then adopted by the commission if they approved to sign off on that from another interlocal to support the city's activities. So other than that, that's kind of it on the, and then just to let you guys know as well, I've been announcing the vacancies of the board when I go to Lincoln and Augusta Government Days, and we'll continue to try to provide outreach in those communities so you guys get more board members on this Noxious Weed Board, but to date, nobody has applied in the last couple months, so we just have to figure out how to get more word out there to get more people interested in that. Positions. So thank you,
Dr. Chairman. I do have a question for you. A couple meetings ago you talked about, and maybe it's still in the process, but doing a reconfiguration of the buildings or something down there. Are you looking
at that? Yeah, we had a master, it's called a master plan. It's basically just a kind of a space study on basically the public works complex location. The Slate Architect was our firm that we hired to do that work, and they're actually getting the final draft of those reports to us here shortly. So if you want to add that as a future discussion at one of these weed board meetings, we could do that just to show you the different alternatives and which one was the preferred
at a very high level.
And then it does impact the weed building and the weed storage for the rentals and maybe where the greenhouse would go. Okay. So it's a master plan. We were worried about whether we'd have the space of the 20 acres for all the vehicles, storage as well for snow plows and excavators and equipment. So it kind of designed what that overall framework would look like. The plan's in place. We're gonna have a presentation to the commission as well. They have not seen the final master plan. Okay. There's estimated dollar amounts associated with that document, but right now we have no avenue or funding source. So right now it's a good plan. It gives us a maybe a way we could phase using existing buildings and phase a long-term, you know, 10 or 20-year type project to get it really kind of developed the way that it should be structured and flow. It gives us some planning information, but right now there's not like a funding source necessarily for that improvement. So,
I was just
giving the information or having that information is we can certainly share that.
Yeah, it'd be nice just to take a look at it.
Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Okay, anything else for?
Nope, that's it. Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you. Candace.
Okay. Before, I don't really have much to report, but I do have a lot of questions. I was looking at a plan brought forward by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to, they're going to pave this nice fishing access place, and we've got to make a deal with Burlington Northern, the railroad, and because it's on their property. And there, it looks to me like what is about maybe 2 acres of land that is not, it's not for the fishing people to put their boats on. It looks to me like it's empty land, and it's North Craig. I've been out there, and it looks to me like it's full of not leafy spurge, but
knapweed.
Spotted knapweed. And whose job is it to control that kind of stuff on the railroad property? Is that county or railroad or Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, or do we expect the fishermen to pull a few weeds for us? My husband being one of the fishermen who uses those.
If you may, Mr. Chair. It always defaults back to the landowner who owns the property. So if it's BNSF right away, it is BNSF. The railroad, is supposed to do
it's
that.
It's BNSF.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about terms of the lease because
that's the tricky part, Christian. We probably should get you a copy of the terms of the lease agreement.
Yeah.
And I think it does say that our 20-year lease from the county is that we're going to assume responsibility of management of that land.
Yep.
But then we also have an MOU or an agreement with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to do maintenance of that leased land from the county so that we don't have any long-term county expenses.
Okay. And my concern is that one person's idea on what maintenance is may think they're sweeping the sidewalk, and that's not the problem.
Correct. The FWP, I think, does have some definition of maintenance in there. I haven't looked at it probably for over a month, but we can go back and double check that.
Yeah. So, like with that, you know, it goes to the landowner, but if the land is leased by an individual or entity, that person would be then responsible for that property as well.
Okay.
You sort of like if Rob goes and leases a chunk of state land out there to lease it for cows or haying or whatever, you know Rob would be responsible for spraying the weeds on that section of state land.
The lessee,
yes. Okay. So you sort of assume the role of the responsibility of those things. We also have, you know, in this instance, I'll read this, but we have, just for instance, at the gun club right off of Montana Avenue, that is the gun club's property, but we have an MOU with them so we take care of the weeds because we put stormwater in there during a flood event like we had in 2018, where they put water in there. So part of that agreement is that I go out there a couple times a year and we manage the weeds within the pond. So that would be sort of a similar situation.
Okay, we've got a three-party lease here. The railroad who owns the property, the county, and then Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. And the lease will be with the county and then to me, weeds is something that people tend to just, it's not my problem. It's kind of like the trash in the borrow pits, which drives me crazy, but nobody's responsible for it, and so.
Yeah.
My job to worry about.
Yeah, so I'll, yeah, we'll
We'll make sure, Dan, we look at that and we can identify that in this presentation tomorrow as well, so.
Okay, that would, I would appreciate it, and it's important.
It is important. It is important, yep. And it's 5 acres. It's a good chunk of land. Mm-hmm. And the railroads are an issue in general anyway. Christian has a hard time working even with the City Helena track coming through town, getting them to just do what they need to do on weed management within the railroad right away. So.
Well, it's all going to be all under BNSF here soon. It won't be Rail Link and BNSF.
Right.
It'll all be there. So,
great.
And on that, I did talk to the gentleman that Brian guy. He was at conference, and I was able to talk to him.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So we actually sat down and had like a 30-minute discussion
on just overall
things, and the more information you give me on the springs and controlling weeds in Lewis and Clark County, the better.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll be working on that. But yes, typically it is difficult, especially on track that's not really used.
Yeah, like
storage tracks. That's like out on scratch gravel, the Craig, you know, they don't want to lose that property, but so it's a storage. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, we've struggled with that for a long time. That's a state. That's a whole state thing, not just in Lewis and Clark County.
Yeah, it's the United States.
Everybody struggles with that everywhere. So, but I've actually had pretty good luck with them, and we have gotten a lot of weeds sprayed. I know sometimes it doesn't look that way, but we have.
Is this downstream from Craig? Mm-hmm. Downstream?
It's, you know, where the Craig boat was.
Right,
it's right there,
right,
where they just put in the new bridge, and they've got the current parking place for fishing is kind of up in to the south of whatever the Bridge Street, I think. And, but this is on the north of Bridge Street.
To overflow parking so the people don't park in front of the restaurant and the brewery there, so that we actually have keep them off the streets a little bit. Try to help with that.
Keep those fishing guides off the street. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
That place is crazy.
Yeah.
My husband is a boat builder and a fishing outfitter, did I mention? So I've actually seen that place, and it's madness.
And they're looking at getting FWP is going to get a grant and do a latrine and few other improvements on that location. So it'll be a nice parking area for folks.
It's not, the 5 acres isn't all going to be.
No, about 2 acres.
Just about 2 acres, I think.
It's the non-parking part I'm worried about, the weeds.
And gravel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's plenty of weeds on that Missouri River anyway.
There is.
Special.
You got to start person someplace.
Yeah, the mow.
Do you know, in their contract?
Not that I'm aware. Well, and the problem with the weed-free gravel is there's not a good steady source right now either. We're building.
We're actually going to take the gravel off the road in some of the local areas in Craig and move it to if everything works out logistically the way we have visioned, we're going to take gravel off the gravel roads in some parts of Craig, put it on the FWP new gravel surface for the parking lot. Then they're going to maintain it. And the millings from the Wolf Creek project, which MDT is doing, is going to go to Craig on the roads that we take the gravel off of. But you can imagine it's MDT coordination, contractors for MDT, FWP coordination.
This is recycling. It's the best. It just is. They've got ideas
all
on bridges.
All that, then, you know, all those
tell them about the bridge
in the
recycling.
Middle of the heart of the season when fishing's going to be going on.
Jenny, tell them about
trying to get all those
about the bridge
there.
Recycling, where they're taking a bridge from
one
place and they're going to put it over here.
Heart Lane, we're going to take the bridge from Heart Lane. We're getting a new temporary bridge there until we get our TSEP funding. When that year and a half, when we get the new reconstruction of the bridge for that one, is going to go to Glass Drive.
Gotcha.
So we're trying to just
recycling,
save resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just that there is a lot of the federal agencies now are requiring that they have weed-free gravel.
Yep.
So that might be something to look at too.
Yeah.
If the state's not doing it through FWP yet,
it's probably when you mag gravel over and over again, it probably makes it pretty weed-free, I would imagine.
Yeah, it might.
When you apply mag chloride to it, it probably
kills everything.
Kills everything, you know. So
kosher will grow anywhere.
Kosher will grow anywhere.
Kosher will grow anywhere.
Okay. Anything else, Candace?
No.
For your information, if you look back, did you get a book?
I did. I took it in my office, sitting on
the desk. If you look back at the meeting, at the work plan stuff, we've got some things going on that
hopefully you'll be able to attend, because we're looking at doing maybe some possible weed pull days, maybe some different site visits. We're talking about having the guy from Pull Your Share come in and give us a presentation. We're also talking about the Montana Biocontrol Association weed program come in and do us a on-site collection day type thing for noxious weeds. That's where we go out, like with Dalmatian toad flax, we'll go out and actually collect the insects, and then they can be moved to different spots.
Wait a second, Dalmatian toad flax is a plant.
It's
what bug?
It's the really pretty one.
Yeah, I know which one it is.
The snapdragon one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what bugs?
There's a beetle that is really effective on it.
Okay, is this
There's
stuff Bozeman is working on?
Huh?
Is this something that MSU
yes.
is
yeah,
working
MSU,
on?
Yeah, MSU, Department of Ag.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long, ongoing process for 30 years, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but we'd really like you to be able to come to those.
Yes. And, so another, because I knew it, this would come up with these. What about the 4-H kid projects? I mean, it seems to me that these young people growing up, and mm-hmm. many of them come from an ag background, they know what noxious weeds are, and this might be, if we could get them to adopt a Pull Your Share or something
Correct.
On that order.
Yeah, yeah, and we have them. Worked. Judith Ann has really been involved with the 4-H group. She did a two or three, maybe even four
last
classes
year.
Last year with
mm-hmm.
them.
Okay.
Just education wise. So
I do ag days with Jim Darcy and East Helena Schools. Okay. Through Farm Bureau puts on the one for East Helena Schools. And then Jim Darcy's done one for a lot of years too, and so we usually do that.
Do you ever go out to like Canyon Creek and some of the more rural?
I have not done that. That's Judith Ann's done a lot of that.
Okay. One of the other board members has done
yeah.
Canyon Creek.
Okay.
She actually lives out in Canyon Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm amazed at, we have a county commission meeting in Augusta and one in Lincoln, and I'm always amazed at the different attitudes and approaches that are out. Not everybody lives in the city of Helena.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep reminding people of that, you know, this is, and they've got weeds too. They've got kids that could help.
Yeah. Lincoln has always been a very proactive community and noxious weeds. You know, God rest his soul, Bob Bushnell. Was huge out there. Snow Warriors, you name it. They still got quite a few. They've done countless trust fund grants and everything out there. So yeah, they've done really well out
Good.
There. And then Augusta used to have an insectary a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. What's an insectary?
Like for biocontrol. So they'd actually
bugs.
Like
okay.
yeah, breed and raise bugs to send out there and do a lot of those things. Yeah. In the past, they haven't done that lately. You know, teachers move. Teachers move, and you know, every FFA teacher or educator, you know, sort of specializes in something else. So it usually goes there. But I've been working on trying to get together with a lot of the FFA, you know, because they just started a new chapter in East Helena.
Okay.
So
Augusta's
got one, yeah. So yeah, so trying to work together with a lot of those and. You know, people change and move, and so try to get reestablished sometimes is a challenge, but yeah.
I spent a lot of time farming in eastern Montana, and I understand quite a bit about weeds and what happens if your neighbor has them and you don't. So I'm really pleased to be on this board. I think it's a very important board, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get people to join it. And I had one guy, and his name's Doug Haberman, and then he got snatched up by the City of Helena Parks Department or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the board here in town, so I was disgusted.
I know Doug. Would have been good.
See?
If you need any help, advice, anything, come up. Don't hesitate to call.
Okay. Generally, what I do is I track Jenny down. I know where she works. So. Anyway, yeah.
Okay. Cool, appreciate that. Okay, go back into discussions real quick here. The HBIA show, home show, Saturday in a couple weeks now.
Yes, so I have this sign-up sheet I'll pass around in case anyone wants to come and volunteer for an hour or so. Christian and I will plan on being there both days. I have a list going of things that I want to, I guess, set up, and if anyone has anything specifically they want us to promote, please let me know. Christian does have a bunch of insects and what are those mounts called that you have? Riker mounts?
No, that's for the plants. Those are just, you know, bug. Okay. They're just, but yeah, they're nice. They're bug cases.
Yeah, so just some educational stuff. We have a lot of handouts we thought we'd put out. I have talked to Dan with Pull Your Share. He's going to drop off some information next week. And we'll put those at our booth to, you know, see if there's any teachers there. Mm-hmm. We are going to get a backpack sprayer to do as a giveaway. We had talked about that last meeting. We had talked to Dave. He mentioned to reach out to one of our herbicide dealers and see if they by chance had one that they would donate. So I know Christian has done that, so that's why we haven't purchased one yet. We're seeing if we can get a donated backpack sprayer as a door prize.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have, like, a sign-up sheet, and they drop it in a box.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Don't have to be present to win. Yeah. Just thanks for stopping by. Thanks for seeing. And we did get approval. Nutrien is going to donate the Weed District a backpack sprayer for for door prize.
Yep, so we'll have that. Our promo items were supposed to be dropped off Monday. I haven't seen them, but I do know that they are here, or almost here, so I got everything straightened out. So we'll have promo items to give away, and I'm also going to do a kind of like a 3D board. I just started thinking about it yesterday, but for Lewis and Clark County, my three sections on there are going to be Noxious Weed District, who we are, why people should care about noxious weeds, and then the resources that we can provide. I don't think that the community necessarily knows all the resources we have available, from, you know, site visits between Christian and Alex to, you know, just general knowledge or
rentals.
Any information that we have, and I just don't think that's being utilized.
Cost share program.
Yes, we're going to promote our cost share program. And
do you think that people maybe think it's not my job?
They're not actively
taking care of the problem.
I think that could be part of it. And then I also think that maybe if it is their problem, they just go maybe to like Murdoch's and buy spray or hire someone and that's that.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's kind of why I wanted to bring awareness to what we have to offer and just different options.
Yeah, I think, and you know, I've done this for a while, and just being here, I just think, oh, thank you, Ron. I just don't think some people just don't know.
Yeah, they
don't know until a neighbor turns in another neighbor, and they're like, oh, I never knew that beautiful, pretty purple plant was noxious. It's so beautiful, and the bees love it, and all those things. And it's just like, yeah. Just through our non-compliance program, there's a lot of education that happens through our non-compliance. So, which is good. So a lot of times, a lot of people are worried that we end up educating them, and they learn through an unsavory way to maybe learn about noxious weeds, but nonetheless they still learn. So I just think it just really comes down, people just don't know. You'll be amazed once you get good at this, you'll watch movies and they're going through there and you just see,
oh, really?
I see noxious weeds all the time. Like if you watch The Walking Dead and they're walking through a field, yeah, just like, oh my God, I can't talk about it. My wife gets mad at me. I'm like, look at all that spotted knapweed. She's like, stop talking about it. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. But yeah, anyways, yeah, it's just.
OK,
Okay, so
they just think it's natural. It's everywhere.
Well, it is kind of, but yeah. I live out north of Bob's Valley Market, and we have a really nice walking path out there. Mm-hmm. It goes all the way up, and it's lovely. But there is, not Levy's Bridge. What is that other one? Levy's Bridge and
Spotted Knapweed.
Spotted Knapweed. It's the Spotted Knapweed. And right now, this time of year, it is just everywhere. It's just everywhere.
You can
it
see
makes
the,
me crazy. And
yeah.
It's in the right of way
of Montana?
Of Montana. And
well, hopefully those are sprayed, Candace.
Well, I hope so. And
they should be.
Okay, and also there's some empty lots there that will be developed, and nobody. It's just full of spotted. It just drives. Take my dogs for a walk, and I come back cranky.
It does spray all the cars.
Yeah, we do spray that. Everything north
so
of.
I got the Megan Field, though.
What yeah, not the field.
Big. My husband let me have my own torch, you know, with a tank. And if I took that out of the walking path,
I would not suggest that.
Yeah. I support Christian. I would not.
Yeah, we do almost all the weed control north of Lincoln Highway. Everything okay. That's so north.
Because somebody's not doing a very good job of the Lincoln of the that.
Well, we did spray a lot of weeds out of that last year.
Oh, I'm sure. But
and then we
it's not a
one-time
project.
Oh no, nope. So we get out there and a lot of times it's just from the truck. But a lot last year we actually had buggies in the ditch out there spraying. So
good.
So yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I think pulling is way better. But
yeah. Unfortunately, roadways are one of the largest vectors of noxious weeds in the state. So, and the next one would probably be rivers and streams.
Well.
Which are a lot harder to manage.
Yeah.
I'd rather manage right of ways. So.
True. Okay. Thank you.
Anyways, yep.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me, rattle off.
Okay. So you got the list. You'll send it out to the other board members, see if they want to participate.
Yep.
Well, I got one comment. I'm glad that Pete's going to be there from midnight.
I know, I just saw that.
That's pretty good.
Everybody's got to do their part.
Says yeah.
Oh, and one more thing on the HBI show. We will have the executive director of the MWCA will also be up here to be there with us. So, Montana, Kelsey Miller.
You have a hard time with FTLAs. So. That was a four-letter thing. So.
Okay. So the next item is the embroidery items. Judith Ann, do you have anything with that, or would we wait to put her on the next
I just
agenda?
Say next.
Yeah.
What is embroidery items? What does it have to do with weeds?
One of our board members would like maybe like vests or like a hat or something that says noxious weed board. So kind of, I guess,
just
like a promo.
So if we could get somebody new on the board, they'd get a new hat.
They could potentially get a new hat.
What a deal.
Speaking of that, did you guys get my picture of the LNC?
I
sent it not too long after the last meeting.
Oh. Yeah, I have not gotten anything.
I don't know if I did.
I'll send it to you again. Maybe I have the wrong numbers or something.
Okay.
The LNC what? What did you send him? Oh, a logo. Thank you. I need to have a weed in it. The Lewis Art. The original weed spray.
We did put Judith Ann's Spotted Knapweed
awesome.
On the front of the
not.
Management
no.
book.
No, so I did not get that.
Yep.
That was
and
hers.
So that's what was on the previous ones, is that? Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
I did not get that.
Did you see
no, that? I did. I've seen that back in a while ago when I first started as a weed
spray. That's the one that was...
Yeah.
My best that I
yeah.
took
okay.
that photo.
I know, that'd be nice.
Could we have this superimposed upon the standard Lewis and Clark? You know, you just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put that noxious weed right on there if you're going to do embroidery projects.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you want me to send that?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Please, that would be great.
Do we have any of the extra notepads and letterhead that.
I do,
we should give some to Candace if she wanted to use it.
I do.
She's discovered that I'm kind of a busybody.
The last meeting was really cool.
I do not have AirDrop. Do you have AirDrop?
I have AirDrop.
Okay.
I don't know if I have
it. I have no idea what that even is. It's probably an Apple thing.
It is an Apple thing.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it just need to see, I think.
Yep, that's me. Should be able to just touch it.
Thanks, Jade.
Absolutely.
Did it send it? It's marked.
Good to go. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Okay. Items for the next meeting. Be Wednesday, the April 5th, 1 o'clock again here. Pretty much be going over budget stuff. Clean up a couple of these other things that we've got on the board.
Yep.
And the agenda.
Yep, the items that we have tabled will be moved over.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else anybody wants to see or has any comments on? Okay, one thing for Jasmine really quick, kind of interesting is that the, and too bad you didn't get in here, she's really involved in that or likes that program, but the Montana Noxious Weed Education Campaign is out of MSU, and there's what, two? Did you guys get two applications?
So it's a statewide education campaign for noxious weeds. It's been around for years and years. And the coordinator, who has been the coordinator for the last 13 years, and the organization, MSU, have both stepped away. So the campaign is kind of in limbo. So we put out an RFP for proposals. We have two proposals, one the Montana Weed Control Association, and the other one is DNRC through their Conservation District Department. So there's a steering committee that runs, sort of helps run that campaign. We've gone through proposals. We've come up with strengths for both of them. They've come up with a recommendation. It's now going to the department's advisory council next week. So we will hear both presentations from both those organizations on their proposals, and then ultimately come up with a final decision on where that campaign is going to go. But new things happening for that, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, that'll be something else that we might, you know, whoever gets that contract, have them come in and do a presentation for us too. I kind of like having somebody come in at the regular meetings, if there's available spots for them to come in and talk to the board about what's going on, just like mm-hmm. what Jasmine did today. Mm-hmm. I think it's informative. I think it'll create new things for us to do and give us better outlook on what's going on across the state and what in the county. So, okay, well, anything else? If not, I don't need to call for adjournment. We'll just leave. We are adjourned.
Okay, well, thank you.
Why don't we have to call adjournment?